from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Super.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Thomas Wallace, age 35 at the time of this interview.
My birth date is 11/24/1980. I was born in Penn Hills. I grew up in Wilkinsburg. I attended Wilkinsburg High School. Graduated in 1999. Pretty rough upbringing. I'm the oldest of three other siblings. Foster brother lived with us. My father and my mother was together until I was about 9 years old. My father was an alcoholic, so although he was in the home, he wasn't mentally present in the home a lot. He worked, and then after work, I rarely remember seeing him sober ever. My mother, she worked as much as possible, multiple part-time jobs, which left me and my brothers, who are all very close in age, roaming the streets and getting into trouble. When I was growing up in Wilkinsburg, you hear, you know, you don't know where a stray bullet's going to come from. For me, that was the case, but that's not what I was afraid of. For me, I was afraid I wasn't going to make it because I was actively involved in the crap that was going on. So where people are afraid of stray bullets, I knew that there were actually bullets out there with my name on them, so to speak. So I never knew. There was times where I spent a period of my life homeless, not because I necessarily had to. I had family members' homes to go to, but I didn't want to jeopardize them. Between the age of, I'd say probably about 14 or so to about 17, it got to a point where it was really bad, all the way down to my mom's house being shot up numerous times. I share that story, hesitantly always share that story. It's only about 2.5 years that I've become comfortable sharing details of my story because I never wanted to glamorize it. I didn't see myself living past 21, 22. It wasn't until I was a junior, maybe the end of my junior year, my senior year, that I really started to realize that I could do something different with my life. One of my other mentors, a gentleman that is largely responsible for me changing my life around, is Tony Mitchell. The coach at Wilkinsburg High School helped me get into college. And then once I got into college, I really started setting goals. Interesting college story. I started out my college career coming out of high school. I had a scholarship to go play football at Howard University. The Edinburgh coach came down and visited one of my co-captains of the team. And my co-captain told him, I want to talk to you, but I want all the captains in the room with me. So there's four of us talking to Tom Holman, was the coach's name at that time at Edinburgh. And long and short, Tom Holman was offering my co-captain a scholarship to come to Edinburgh. And he said, the only way I'm going is if all the captains come. So the coach said, done deal, I'll take all four of you. I've had many mentors throughout my life. When I was younger, my very first mentor was my grandfather. And my grandfather was a person who was in the Black Panthers movement, was an avid volunteer for the YMCA and used to take me to YMCA events, went back to school in his 30s to get his bachelor's degree, master's degree, and PhD. He was someone that I always looked up to and knew that you can go through struggle, you can go through your adversity in life, and then ultimately change course and do something different. So originally, I started out as a teacher. I taught kindergarten and first grade, and that was fun. Kind of sarcastically said that was fun. But then I started working for the YMCA. I've been working with the YMCA for 11 years. If I could go back, would I change? Yes. The main thing I would change is I would have listened to my mom and I would have found that person in life that was doing something positive a lot earlier. I chose to follow the gang members, the drug dealers, at that young of an age. You find your passion, or you find what drives you. I've always had a helping heart. So from the time that I'm rescuing animals off the street and taking them home, to the point where I figured out I wanted to teach, now to where I'm looking at a larger scope, which is helping communities. Success is not something that I'm ever in search of. It's something that I just land on. I follow my passion, which is helping others. And through that, through following it and doing the right things, I so happen to land on success. My advice to everyone is find someone that's doing something positive in your life. Be courageous enough to not fall into what you may see as the trend or what's the popular thing to do. If you are courageous enough to explore different avenues, then you may find you'll be more successful, or you'll be more likely to succeed following a path that you may not see currently.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Garrison Kemp, Raymira Williams, and Ronald Wiggins. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.